National Association of Automotive Component and Allied Manufacturers have some plans to, well, let's ask René Mutilal, the executive director. What are you planning to do with some of the manufacturing capacity that you have, René? Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the call. I think the early summary that you gave of the UK example pretty much summarizes some of the efforts that are going on in our domestic manufacturing industry around reverse engineering some of the older technology and putting that into production as soon as possible. I think, at least from a South African perspective, we face a similar situation to what you see globally in terms of our health system not being adequately capacitated to meet the demand for these various respiratory systems. So a group of manufacturers, including, and I must be clear, it's not specifically auto component producers, okay, although they form the bulk of the project team. It's a multidisciplinary approach of which more than 20 South African auto component manufacturers are involved in, pretty much to do what you started off saying, reverse engineer and deploy into production at scale as soon as possible.
Can you do it in this kind of time frame? You don't have, I doubt that there are cleverer engineers anywhere in the world than in the world of Formula One at the moment, but we've got some pretty clever engineering and design people in this country. How quickly do you think a device can be, can be prototyped so that production can begin? What's the sort of time frame we're looking at?
So, it's been going on for just over a week now, and probably very close to having a prototype complete for assessment in terms of the clinical trials and the like. So not a completely far gone idea that it can be done in a relatively short period of time. I think once you can get to a prototype that has the necessary approvals and is ready to be rolled out, you're absolutely right. Not only are we sitting with significant intellectual capability, but we've got a very deep manufacturing capability in the country. And you could easily see a situation where, conservatively, I'm just estimating, you could get anywhere between 750 of these rolled out per week. And that's just being really conservative.
Okay. It is that easy to retool a facility which is traditionally being used to make, I don't know, brake calipers or whatever it is.
Yeah, look, I mean, the point is that these facilities are not being used, and they're not being used for the kind of products that you're talking about. And if there was any sector that it would be easier to retool in, it would be in the autos manufacturing space. And you can see the global trend. I mean, you mentioned it. Many of the global auto companies are involved in coming into what is an extraordinary medical support effort. The companies are used to retooling and producing to blueprints at scale. So, we shouldn't belittle the point. There's obviously a lot of work involved in re-engineering, but if it's going to happen, this is a sector where it's likely to have the biggest success.
And what's the range of devices that are being reverse engineered for future manufacture, René?
Look, I mean, there's a couple that are being spoken about at the moment, and together with the government, the sector is part of investigating a few options. But the one specifically that you read about, and that's sort of far down on the process, is a UK-based technology called the Penlan Nuffield 200 ventilator, which was, I suppose, in prominence in the 80s, and now come out of patent. So the ability to re-engineer legally a lot easier. And it, from the reports that we've read in the UK, it's a device that's been given approval to deploy across their health system as well.
Yeah, I read that.
So I suppose there's some efficacy, but still a need for the authorities to investigate other more modern options and what that means in terms of the fiscus and what can be supported, what can be done locally, what's the capacity globally. There's a few questions still to be answered, but I think in terms of the actual manufacturing process, the sector is ready to respond.
And any sense of the cost versus the cost of an imported, not reverse engineered, simple device brought up to date? Because I've been looking at some of the estimates for what this sort of stuff is costing when one's trying to source it from overseas, and we're in a long queue of countries also trying to source from the relatively few countries and companies that are manufacturing this, and their home governments are saying us first, and so it goes on. And so the prices really are skyrocketing in dollars and in euros, both of which we are weakening significantly against. So in rand terms, those things become, you know, more expensive than saffron. Well, yeah, it's just really expensive.
Yes, absolutely. So look, I can't give you a rand cost breakdown just yet. But one thing I can say is that the option that's being considered right now, we're trying to make as local as possible, for a few reasons. You don't want to depend on expensive component imports. You also don't want to be bound to imported supply chain because, as you rightly point out, the demand for it is enormous. And countries are trying to settle their own domestic demand before they can even consider export capacity. Then you've got the logistics bottlenecks of trying to get components into the country for production. So all of that makes it a very viable discussion to say, let's see how much or the most that can be done here in South Africa with components and material that's available locally before you start looking at more expensive imported models.
René, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. René Mutalal, Executive Director of the National Association of Automotive Component and Allied Manufacturers.